Hello, it's the 19th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A guest room at the Centre Parks Woburn Forest Hotel became the focus of a grim discovery. Last month, a family entering the hotel room were deeply shocked to find the dead body of an unidentified woman sent to clean the room. The family, which included young children, were described as being upset and absolutely devastated, declaring that this was the worst possible start to their holiday. Police and emergency services were contacted that afternoon. It was revealed that she had died an hour earlier. There were no suspicious circumstances surrounding her death. A Centre Parks Woburn Forest spokesperson expressed condolences to those close to their deceased colleague. Research conducted by Blacks, an outdoor retailer, shows the town of Luton as the worst in the country for green spaces, with about one park for every 100,000 individuals. In comparison, York, at the top of the green list, has almost 10 parks for the same number of persons. Asif Massoud, the Icknield Labour councillor who breached lockdown regulations to attend a Green Party, has been appointed as Luton's new deputy mayor. At a council meeting, David Franks, the Liberal Democrat from Barnfield, argued that the councillor was found guilty of bringing his office into disrepute. Someone should explain why all of a sudden he is squeaky clean and can now be deputy mayor of the town. Mario, a Bedford barber who has joined forces with the Trimit mobile app, will allow customers to book a time slot on their phones with no waiting. The app also offers the convenience of location, with options to have a haircut or shave at home, the gym, or the office. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.